can just get things sorted out. Now, there's no junior church today, so the boys and girls are with us throughout the service. Normally the boys and girls go downstairs for their own church, but they're with us throughout the service today, which makes life a little bit difficult for the preacher because we've got all ages to try and reach this morning. I just want to draw your attention to the passage I read earlier from Acts chapter 2. And there Peter preaches the very first Christian sermon. He preaches it, 7 weeks after the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And he preaches it to the people of Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Jerusalem is full of pilgrims. And Peter takes the opportunity of preaching the good news about Jesus to the pilgrims in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. And he tells them that Jesus was God's Son, and yet we crucified him, we put him to death, but he died for our sin, and God raised him from the dead. And they said, "What shall we do? What shall we do?" And this was Peter's reply: "Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. I want to talk to you this morning, just very, very briefly, because there's boys and girls with us this morning. I want to talk to you about what it means to repent. What it means to repent is this. First of all, it means to change our minds about sin. And then it means to change our minds about Jesus. Repentance is a very serious thing. It's absolutely essential that everybody repents. Jesus said, "Unless you repent, you will perish." It's absolutely essential that we repent. And to repent is to change our minds about sin, and it's to change our minds about Jesus. Now, Dick and Anne and Alicia, by being baptized, have told us that they've changed their minds about sin and they've changed their minds about Jesus. First of all, it's changing their minds, our minds, about sin. What is sin? I'll tell you what sin is. Let's look at the first letter, S. Sin is when we say, "Shove off," to God. The Bible says that God made us, and God rules over us, and God made us for a relationship with Himself. He made us to know Him, and to obey Him, and to love Him, and to serve Him. Sin is when we say to God, "Shove off, God." So that's the first letter, and then the second letter is I. We say to God, "I'm in charge. I'm in charge of my life. I'm in charge of my life. I don't want you to be in charge of my life. I want to do my own thing. I want to go my own way." And N, no to your ways. Shove off, God. I'm in charge. No to your ways. That's what sin is. And we're all sinners. That's what we all say to God. And that's what we all think in our hearts about God. Push off, God. I'm in charge. No to your ways. It's a very, very serious thing, isn't it, to say that to God? God made us. God's our creator. He created the whole universe out of nothing. Every atom of this universe belongs to Him. Every atom of you belongs to Him. When we sin, that's what we say. That's what we're doing to God. That means that you can be quite a nice person and be a sinner. You know, when Christians go on about sin, people think, Christians think that everybody's really nasty, horrible people. We don't think that at all. You can be a nice person and still be saying, "Shove off," to God. "I'm in charge. No to your ways." That's what it means to be a sinner. Now, to repent is to say sorry. And it's to say sorry about those three things. It's to say, come into my life. Instead of saying to God, shove off, we say to God, come into my life. Come into my life. And we say to God, you're in charge. Instead of saying, I'm in charge, we say to God, you're in charge. And we say to God, yes to your ways. Instead of saying no to your ways, we say yes to your ways. So that's what it is to repent. It's to say sorry to the God against whom we've sinned. Come into my life. You're in charge. Yes to your ways. So repentance is changing our minds about sin, but we also saw that repentance is changing our minds about Jesus. And it's saying, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. We change our minds about Jesus. And we say, I want Jesus to be boss. I want him to be in the driving seat of my life from now on. I want Jesus to be in the driving seat of my life. I want him to be my Lord. And we also say, I want Jesus to be my Saviour. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He died to be our Saviour. He took the punishment for us. He was treated when he was on the cross as if he was us, so that we might be treated as if we were him. And so we say to Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I want you to be my Saviour. Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my Saviour. That's what we say when we repent. So Peter said to the crowd, when they wanted to know what to do, he said, repent and be baptized. It's no use being baptized if you haven't repented. But if you've repented, you should show that you've repented by being baptized. And baptism is a picture of being washed clean from sin, and it's a picture of starting afresh again. That's what happens when we trust the Lord Jesus. When we say to him, I want you to be my Lord, and I want you to be my Saviour, God treats us as if we'd never sinned. He forgives all our sins, past, present and future. And he makes us into his child. And in order to help us believe that, he's given us baptism. And he promises to forgive us from our sins and to cleanse us from our sins. And he asks us to believe his promise and to receive the sign of his promise, which is baptism. So that's what's happened today. And those who repent and those who are baptized are forgiven of their sin, and they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's what a Christian is. Somebody who has repented, been baptized, forgiven, and who has received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. That's the end of my talk. That's the shortest talk you've ever heard at Pastorate on a Sunday.